Hello, hello, everyone, on this gorgeous and warm day of July the 13th. And we are here to receive the blessings of Jesus Christ, the one who wore the name Yeshua when he walked on the earth and now has hundreds of names in languages all over the world, all beloved, all revered, and we call him Yeshua. And yet it is all under the concept. This is why we call it Christ's blessing. I love the word, I love the name Christ, because it means the anointed one, and it covers all the different language names that people use to connect with him, to speak with him, pray to him, enjoy his presence. But we use the name Christ because it covers them all. And regardless of how you know him, what religious background you come from, or none at all, welcome. You're here simply because he is with us, he loves you, and he hopes for the best for all humankind and the whole planet, and gives his love and his energy to bring that about in your life. I and the other blessing givers, we are simply conduits. We're like the antenna that channels the satellite communication. And we feel very blessed to be able to do that for you. But it is a relationship between you and him, you and the Holy Spirit, you and your Creator. And that's what it's all about. I see that we have a caller on our line. Is this, let's see, who is it?
Hello.
Hi.
May I be frank with you?
Yes.
No, no, you say you can be anybody you want to be.
Oh. Okay, Frank, hi.
So, I didn't mean to be out of communication so long.
Well, this sounds like Scott.
Yep, it's me.
Okay, you're on a different phone line. I didn't recognize your phone number.
Yeah, I'm visiting my friend Gloria in town.
Okay.
Joins on the call.
Well, hello, Gloria, and welcome to you, too.
So, I just sometimes want to sync up a little bit to spirit rather than kind of push just on my own and have things not work out so well. So just kind of, you know, take it easy and sync up a little bit. But I wanted to say thank you very much for the letter.
You're welcome.
And,
I know that
you've got a lot going on, and you know, your peace of mind means more to me than my letter, but sure was worth the wait.
You're so sweet, but actually, I gain peace of mind by communing with the members in our community. I just wish I had 48 hours in a day. Unfortunately, I don't.
But me too.
It's all good. It's all good. So much, all your support to us in so many ways.
Oh, yeah. And hey, one of the funnest things I got to do was play percussion. And that was one of the best blessings I ever had to get to play at the seminar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we loved it, and you did beautifully.
You know, it's any way to be utilized for some kind of little skill, some way I can contribute, that's happiness on earth to me.
I know the feeling, Scott. Thank you so much. And I hope you can come back and do it again sometime.
Yeah.
You know, that actually gives me an opportunity to let everyone know that we do have another Christ Blessing seminar scheduled for this September. It's on the autumn equinox, or if you're coming from the land down under, it would be your spring equinox. But we have been very blessed to find special schedules at special hotels on the balance point of the year, and I think that's just a wonderful indication of the trust we're being given to balance the energy of this earth and to assist others in having a more balanced and benevolent life. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Now would be a great time if you would. Remember, it's star 6, then press 1. And you're on my call. And I look forward to sharing with you in this call and we have, as Scott said, we have a lot going on right now. We are moving our office from Sedona to the coast of Texas, and I really, really thought perhaps we could work in two places, and I just came to find out that it's there are too many problems associated with being divided. And in fact, as Yeshua said, a house divided will fall. And I didn't really think that we would be functioning like a house divided, because I have such a long-term friendship with Candace, and we work together so beautifully. And, of course, I was previously living in Sedona. But you would be surprised how many problems just come in from having different service providers for different kinds of business operations, shipping and handling and shipping product from here to there. It is really, really amazing how complicated things can quickly become in the world we're living in. And to every one of you who has known and loved Candace through the years, I would like to say to you how much I too have loved her and enjoyed her company with us, and we wish her all the blessings in the world and the best of life continuity as she moves on to her own new destiny. And we will all regroup here in Sedona. Anyone who wants to make a contribution to this, it could be a blessing, a prayer, a good idea, some consultation, financial contribution, assistance as a volunteer, anything. You know, like Scott said, he came to the blessing. It was our last blessing, and really came just to learn and enjoy the company of the community, because he's been part of who we are for so long, such a devoted Sunday member of our community. And he arrives, and he sees these big drums that I've brought, and actually they have not been used since the time I moved to Sedona, which would be in 99, or very early 99. I took the drums from Texas there, and they immediately responded to a climate they were not tuned for. And, of course, you can't retune a drum, a leather and sycamore drum like you can a violin. It never adapted to the climate, and I did not want the drums to be in any way damaged by using them when they weren't properly in the right tension. So we just put them away. I moved them here about seven months ago, and immediately they readjusted to Texas. So I planned, those drums were used Since our releasing of Love Without End. They were there at the conference. Scott saw them, and he said, "Wow, those are wonderful." And I said, "Would you like to play them?" And he said, "Yeah, but I don't really, I just know a little bit about how to do it." And I said, "Well, practice. God will take you where you need to go." And he did, and it was the most marvelous contribution and asset to our blessing conference. Just to see Scott's beaming face making that contribution and to hear the drums I have not heard since the time Love Without End was released to the world in 98. So it was just a joyful coming together. And, you know, you never know what kind of result will come from even the most modest contribution, because we are a community, and you have a right to make your contribution into that community. This is not just a situation where Yeshua comes down on high and feeds the little birds with an earthworm he picks up from the earth and then goes back to the high branches. This is not the way he was when he walked on the earth. This is not the way he's ever been with me. He works with me according to the contributions I wish to make to him. I come up with ideas I'd like to share with him and offer to him, and then he meets me more than halfway. But he waits for me to denote a contribution that I would like to make. And this is our community. Not, you know, a community consists of many people. We now have almost 200 blessing givers. And we have just completed, well, we've technically completed, although we have a few follow-up conferences to go. We've completed our first online video webinar for teaching people how to teach the blessing to others so that we can get the blessing protocol taught to more people around the world. I'm especially excited about the fact that we will be able to teach blessings in the country of Turkey. Is that amazing? And in New Zealand, how's that for excitement? As well as in so many places in this country and in Canada. So we've spread out to being able to teach the blessings now in Canada, New Zealand, Turkey, and other points in Europe, because as she teaches the blessings in Turkey, and, you know, as she does that, we will be penetrating the Eastern European communities and their beliefs and their practices. That is highly significant of the fact that we are unconditional in our outreach to people. If a person wants the blessings of Christ, we want to be there for them. We want to offer those blessings. And this is how I value our blessing givers. They are the most valuable people on earth right now for Yeshua's outreach, because they do so unconditionally without preaching a belief system that could be disagreed with by somebody. You know, no matter how pure a belief system is, somebody will disagree with it. It's just human nature for it to be that way. It's without restriction, without judgment, without requirement. It's even without words. It is an act of the purest way to pray, body, heart, soul, and being. And to be a source of prayer located somewhere on behalf of the good of others. It's like taking the heartbeat of God out to different points on the planet. And I cannot thank my blessing givers enough, because they're not mine. They're just my students. They're the graduates of the teaching I've done. They're God's blessing givers. They're Christ's blessing givers. They belong to the world of spirit that is growing, reaching, extending, and knitting itself around the earth as we speak. And we have a number of them on the call today, waiting to join me in the offering of the blessing, most of all to join with Yeshua in the conveying of his love to this earth. So things are changing for us, and we look forward to the fact that change has to occur in order to implement growth. So we see this as a little bit of a labor pain that precedes a new birth. And, of course, my attention has been very divided in many areas lately as I look for guidance and assistance in bringing all of this off. But it's also brought a great deal of inspiration about how even in the darkest night you can look up and see brilliant stars. And as a matter of fact, without the dark night, you couldn't see stars at all. And there's nothing brighter than the brightness we see in darkness. Nothing brighter at all. We think of sometimes the light at the end of the tunnel. But my friends, I know you've been there one way or the other in some kind of situation where you were looking for light at the end of a tunnel, and you didn't see it. And you didn't even know where to go. Because without that light, you feel like you're traveling without a compass or without a map or, in, of course, in modern terms, without a GPS. But to use that same analogy, there is a GPS inside yourself. And there's nothing more reassuring than the brightness of your own light inside the darkness that may be surrounding you. Let's say there's darkness in every direction. You don't see light at the end of the tunnel. You don't know where to go. And it doesn't have to be a dangerous situation for you to feel that. It could just be that you're confused in your career. It's not going anywhere. You're not making enough. You're not feeling fulfilled. You're not thinking this is where your life belongs. And you don't know where to turn. You don't have any friends where you work. In fact, you're having a hard time getting friends and support anywhere. And it's not like you have a serious illness or that someone close to you has passed away. It's not deep darkness. It's just advanced twilight. Like a cloudy night. No stars in the sky. We've all been there. Where do you turn? You look for the brightness within, because actually the brightness within can be your flashlight. And it won't take you way down the road, but it will provide the faith you need to move the next 10 feet down the road. And it will show you which direction down the road to travel in. It'll tell you where not to go and where to go. So how do you find that brightness? The brightness within. Well, there's a whole chapter in Love Without End that is dedicated to the intelligence of the heart. I would highly recommend that you read that chapter or at least read the highlights you put in that chapter once a year and take a look at the intelligences that are in the heart, because as we activate those intelligences, we light a candle inside the heart, and then that candle becomes many candles that are like a really bright flashlight. And it lights up the room around us. Not quite like a light at the end of the tunnel where we say, yes, okay, my ship is coming in. That's it. That's the answer. It's waiting for me on the shore. We don't get that every day. You know that. But we can always have this inner light. The brightness within the dark that guides our way. We can get that brightness within the dark through prayer. We can get that brightness within the dark through really, really cleansing, high-quality meditations. We can get that brightness within the dark through respect for our diet and our health. Really putting a lot of attention on just doing the right thing in our life. Pardon me. And that can be found in pathways to success. You might think about the four pathways to success, one of them being the love that you are. Instead of stressing over the situations externally, let go of them. Sometimes you just can't make them better, and if you keep worrying about them, you'll make them worse. Been there? Felt that? Okay. Just let go of those situations and be the love that you are. Think about all the good things you've done in your life. Think about the contributions you could make in your life. How you are of value to those around you. Celebrate the love that you are until that light shines brighter. And then think about where and how you can just do the right thing. Wherever you are right now, whatever condition you're in, whatever the situation may be, there's always something that you can do right. Do that right thing. And then connect with life. There's always brightness in life. And I don't just mean nature. It could be a book that inspires you, that really turns you on, that's alive. Music. Yeah, put on your favorite music. Just let your spirit soar. Dance with the music. Write a poem or read a great poem. Have lunch with a friend. Connect with life. There's brightness always with life. And then follow life in the living. Follow life in the living. That's your directional signal right there. As you follow life in the living, more brightness will come on within yourself. And the last thing you do always is forgive, forgive, forgive. Because you know what? All of the stagnation in life comes from unworkable situations you've landed in. Now, it may not be your fault. It may just be a bad economy, stagnant conditions externally to yourself. It may be that your spouse or your best friend or your children are not doing well in life, and you're spending all your time helping them. Could be that. But still, you can forgive the fact that it keeps impinging on you. Because forgiveness is not about granting permission. See, we've got a big, big misunderstanding on that. We think that forgiveness is all about granting permission for someone to have done what they did and expressing our considerations, our renewed considerations about, well, I can understand why you did what you did. Yeah, maybe it wasn't a good thing, but I can see your viewpoint and so forth. You know, all the rationalizations we make. It's not what forgiveness is at all. Forgiveness is letting go. Period. That's all there is to it. Letting go. Sometimes we need to let go of something that seems to be working, but isn't working nearly, nearly well enough. This is part of the decision I had to make with regard to keeping Spiritus in Sedona. And there was absolutely nothing negative there other than a few multiplied complications of shipping and coordinating. But other than that, absolutely nothing negative. I had an employee I worked perfectly with that I loved and had worked with for years. I love Sedona. I'd been there, and it was kind of nice to still have an anchor point there. And, of course, I love Spiritus. It's my life. But when I look at what Spiritus is capable of doing, how much acceleration we're capable of, what was going on being divided was not nearly enough. And so what I had been doing is vesting energy in my attachment more than I was willing to attach my energy into letting go and embracing progress. So sometimes it involves just forgiving the fact that the things we're attached to, the things we love the most, haven't produced as well as we thought they would or could. We have to let go and move it on down the road. Move it on up and out, because in the end, we will let go of all our earthly attachments. And in the end, we want to leave a legacy behind that will work the very best for everyone we pass it on to, so that we can be in the bliss of having finally be able to let go of the things we pushed our efforts into while living. So sometimes letting go is just the thing itself. We have attached far too much judgment on the subject of forgiveness. And actually, I'm going to let this be the launching point for some topics I'm going to cover in the next few blessing calls. You might want to make a point of being with us on those calls, because I'm going to work on some word clearing that I have received from Yeshua about what do certain topics mean that we use frequently and liberally in a spiritual context. And they could have so many different meanings that in the wrong sense, in the wrong meaning, we don't get benefit from the use of those words. For example, in the English language, the word run, R-U-N, like run across the street, it's got hundreds of definitions. There could be a run in your stocking. That's for the girls, of course. There could be a run of good luck. There could be a long run of business. There could be, run could just go, there could be a run of fabric. It just goes on and on and on. Until you get the appropriate definition for the right context, you could literally misinterpret the word. And one word we're going to talk about, I think I'll take it up next week, is this word condition. So often we speak about conditions and unconditions, the unconditional, unconditional love, unconditional whatever. And if we don't understand exactly what that means, the benefit of the word cannot be attained. But it's almost miraculous how much benefit we do gain just by hearing and using the word when we accurately define it. So, today, our key word is forgive. Forgive means letting go. The attachment is not as beneficial as we thought or hoped it would be. We need to let go. This is something that is so, so hard to do after a loved one has passed. Because we had nothing but love for that person. They loved, she or he loved us. We want to stay connected. And the fact is, through love, you will stay connected. But your connection inside the story has to be released. And we don't want to let go. We don't want to let go. And we also find difficulty letting go because the very idea of letting go is that something was wrong. And by association, we begin to assume and believe that there's something wrong with death. There's nothing wrong with death. Death doesn't come as a punishment. It's not a mysterious other world. Death is part of life. It's actually an essential threshold in the attaining of eternal life. And it's not that we lose connection. It's that our attachments block the resumption of connection with the person who has now traveled on into a different energetic frequency. Until we let go, we cannot connect in that higher, eternal, infinite frequency. As we've talked about many times in this blessing call, everything is energy. Thoughts, love, intention, actions. Well, we would expect that with actions, but literally everything and substance. Every bit of substance on this earth can be analyzed in terms of energy. And it has different frequencies of energy. Sometimes, all we need to do is let go of an idea, and then it will come back to us at a different frequency of energy where it works. This has happened to me so many times as a writer or an artist. I'll be working way too hard on making something work that just doesn't want to work at that level of creation. I put it aside, get two or three good nights rest, detach from it, just let it go, almost as if I'm willing to throw it away. Come back to it, and it comes back to me, but in a different way, in a different energy. For a different result. And it's absolutely miraculous. So, knowing the correct meaning of forgive is essential. It means to let go. It means let go, let go, let go, 70 times 7, let go. And when you view forgiveness that way, you will forgive without a perpetuation of judgment, which is the biggest downfall we have in forgiving, because it brings about our arrogance. We have the arrogant right to forgive anyone. Only God can forgive in that sense. Only God can create amnesty, absolution. Only God can say, I understand why you did this, and I will change conditions so that you now have a new life. Only God can say that. We can't say that. For us to say that is arrogant. What we have the right, the blessing and the benefit to say is, I release you. I release you to better and better conditions. And then we're going to look at that word condition next week. Okay? So now I would love to invite you into a Christ blessing. And in this blessing, you will be encouraged to just sit comfortably and let go of the cares of the world. This way, you do not have to focus your attention on any form of judgmental release or forgiveness, if that seems to be necessary. Just let go. Let go of the cares of the world. Let go of the pain, any pain you may be feeling. Let go of it. Relax as completely as you can. Let your attention fall into your heart. And then allow your place in the heart to be a connection with God that is an expression of prayer. Pray into that connection with God, not in relation to what you don't have, but in relation to what is forever and always possible, in that you are blessed and you have faith, knowing that all things are possible through your connection with God and the divine creator. I will pray an invocation to Yeshua for about 3 minutes. Then, well, actually the invocation will be shorter than that. And for about 3 minutes, the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit into your heart where you are joined with Christ. The blessings of God will pour upon you. Have your feet on the earth, or the nearest thing you can to the earth, on the most natural substance and flooring that is possible for where you are now. Be well, be one with God, be in your heart. Dear Yeshua, I ask that you be with each and every person in their heart now, to know them as the love that they are, in the special way that only you and their Creator can know them. For what any one of us knows about another is limited compared to what God knows about the potential of that being for happiness, wholeness, creation, healing, and accomplishment in this world and in worlds beyond. We thank you for giving each person their own special and sacred connection with you, that each one may receive according to their request, their needs, and the blessings that you have to offer. We thank you that you provide this for each and every one of us every moment of our living days. But most especially now, we are in a state of consciousness, ready to receive, ready to apply to our life that which you have to give. And we ask that you be with all of those who are not here, unknowing what you're giving, that they may receive as well and find peace and wholeness with your presence with them in their life and around the world forever and always. Amen. We ask that you pass your blessings through each one of our blessing givers now. The energetic conveyance is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Assimilate, be nourished, body, heart, and soul by all that's been given to you. Be well, be in love, and be the love that you are. I hope to be with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.